Blog Talk Radio.
This episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show is brought to you by Dr. Yolanda Raglan and our great friends over at FixYourFeet.com. Rugged Evolution Beard Care. Go to RuggedEVO.com for more details. StimulatingRoots.com, that's R-U-T-Z, StimulatingRoots.com is an amazing hair growth system. Smooth Black Ink, a.k.a. superstar stylist Mr. Troy Ballard. The new book release, Prestige, all about professionalism and the barbering industry. And of course, all of us at Carapy, Hair Nation Expo, Road to Healthy Hair Workshop, our live hair events, and so much more.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Broad Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapy Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Celebrate good times, come on.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Ragland is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very next guest comes to us from the world of hair. It is Miss Crystal Jones Bond. Good morning. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Yes. Well, first of all, I'm going to welcome you back. I mean, our fans out there, they've been listening to your amazing shout-outs that we've been playing throughout our broadcast, so we just love it. And so everybody knows the actual sound of your voice, Crystal. So
no, awesome.
Yes, yes, good morning. So now I want to catch up with you. Well, first of all, just to fill in those few who may not recall all the deets, all the details, tell everybody again, Crystal, where you're from and a little bit about your services.
Okay, I am from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and I am a licensed cosmetologist with a specialty in natural hair. I am a cosmetic chemist, a product owner. I am an author now, and I also used to teach in Paul Mitchell the School, so I used to be an instructor.
Wow. Well, you've got an extensive resume in this industry, and that's a big part of why we've asked you to come on and help us celebrate this morning. We're going to talk all about, I want to hear every detail about the natural hair and the products, and especially the book. I want to talk a lot about the book this morning. But first, let's focus on, you know, just having you, you know, to help us celebrate. You've been with us several times right here on the broadcast, and we're real, real happy about that. It's our 550th show. And
Woo-hoo!
Again, 1 is 3 hours. Yes, we are excited. We really are. We came back. The actual show has been around since 1995 as the Hair Radio Show. But then in 2015, we launched the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we've been on ever since, and it's just been an amazing ride, an amazing journey. So, you know, so we're happy to celebrate with you on this particular day. Thank you.
I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, this is wonderful. So now let's take it from the top. So natural hair.
Yeah.
So how have you been doing natural hair for a long time? Because I really wanted to find out, have you seen the industry change any, or has, you know, in Tennessee, how has it kind of, you know, how's the natural hair journey for folks down there in Tennessee?
Natural hair is huge down here. I am 100% booked up and always requested when it comes to natural hair.
I'm loving that.
Because I do natural hair health. I talk about their, like, hair regimens. I talk about, like, what kind of hair they have, like the hair fingerprint, because everybody has a different type of hair. And so I help them identify it. And so a lot of people are still learning about their natural hair.
Wow.
And I love to help them do that. And I also do, like, natural updos, twist outs. And there's not a lot of stylists in Murfreesboro itself, or even like Antioch, Nashville area, where they actually do those type of services. So I completely get swamped all the time because they're like, "Oh, somebody actually does that. I want somebody that does that." A lot of the stylists still out here do like flat irons and crochets and weaves and braids. Mm-hmm. But they haven't, like, deep dived into, like, how to do braid out correctly and how to do twists and individual two-strand twists and stuff. So we're still trying to educate them, and that's why I wrote the book, to educate stylists as well as educating the consumer, the customer, about their hair.
Well, let's talk about the book. That's a perfect transition. Please tell everybody the title of the book and a little bit more about what it's about.
Okay, so it is called I Want to Go Natural, Now What? And I know the title is saying, like, if you're newly to natural or thinking about it, then, you know, you should buy this book. But it's for every stage in natural hair, because I put my perspective, my license, cosmetologist perspective on how to take care of your natural hair. And so I talked about the ways you can transition to natural hair. I talked about heat damage and like some of the things that you can do to prevent that. I talk about hair growth, trims when you need a trim. I talk about the products that you need, like the once you figure out your hair fingerprint, which I talk about like five categories of things you need to know about your hair, like porosity, curl type, soft or hard, density. I talk about all of that in the book. And so once you figure that out, then you can start building a great hair regimen, because I see on, like, I'm in a whole bunch of natural hair groups where they talk about, like, what should I buy? What products should I use? And I always, start that
question,
conversation about, like, hey, well, do you know your hair type first? And then you can be successful. That's how you build the success.
That's amazing. I was just saying that that's always the biggest question. And I'm just, you know, this is amazing that you've put, you've kind of figured it out for everybody.
Right,
you know,
right.
Giving them a roadmap, so to speak. So so it's I Want to Go Natural, Now What?
Mm-hmm. It's on Amazon right now.
Wow. Well, this is just amazing. And again, it's not just if you are making the leap to natural hair. You, as you just pointed out, it's for everybody who is interested in natural hair or perhaps a natural hair journey. And more.
Yes.
Wow. Well, I'm loving this. And I love what you mentioned. I think you said something about heat damage, and you got products information in there and hair trends and all of that wonderful good stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, listen, if you have just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and we're really celebrating our 550th broadcast, and we've asked Miss Crystal Jones Bond to come to the show today and really talk a lot about natural hair, her book. She's also, I mean, you're really across the spectrum of hair, and that's what we love. You're into, you know, you're also a cosmetic chemist, which we're going to ask you a little bit more about. You know, you have products, you help other folks out there as well. This is, and of course you're an author, and we've been talking about your book. Again, I Want to Go Natural, Now What? Available mm-hmm. on Amazon. So now I do want to talk about a little bit about what's going on with the industry there where you are in your neck of the woods in Tennessee and dealing mm-hmm. with this. Now it looks like folks are coming out of the pandemic. So are you affected by this, or how has it affected you? Or has it, you know, did it affect you?
Well, in Tennessee, almost exactly a year ago, we were shut down. So I was at home making new products, selling my product line, and doing, like, consultation, like Zoom consultations with clients on how to do their hair at home. And so I did a lot of pivoting during that time. To still make a little bit of an income while we were shut down. And now that we're close to back to normal, a lot of my clients have gotten vaccinated, and so we're trying real hard to get back to close to normal. We still make sure we're social distancing and wearing masks and really keeping it sanitized for everybody's health. But as far as, like, clientele, I have gone back to trying to turn people away. Like, I don't have enough room. I can't take everybody. So my business has done really, really, really well during the pandemic, you know, versus some stylists had some major issues during that time. So I was very blessed.
Yes, and you continue to be, and I know that for a fact. So I'm real happy about that. Now, let me ask you, yes, of course. And I kind of wanted to mention about that. What's your process like? You mentioned about the vaccinations. And folks right now, that's a big thing all across the country. So how is that working? Or is this a part now? Because to me, you know how you do your consultations and all of that and your initial consultations, and is this now kind of being fit into that, or is it wrong to ask them about that, or is it something that should be volunteered? You know, I don't know if there's any right or wrong procedure just yet, but has that been kind of something you've been thinking about, or one approach, or how, you know, or, you know, what are folks doing out there with regards to the clients and vaccinations and all of that?
You know what? That is a very, very good question. I wouldn't even have thought to ask that one. Okay, so most of my clients are repeat clients, and I have a lot of healthcare professionals, teachers, first-line workers, those type of people that have already gotten their vaccination just because of their industry and what they do for a living. And they have also educated me, myself, on, like, the things about the vaccination that were scary to me. And so I get to be that outflow to talk about it with other clients that have those same fears. Like, hey, you know, they already had COVID was a thing before we got to COVID-19. And so they really tried to tweak this formula in order to make sure it counteracts and helps with this series of COVID. And so that kind of put my fears at ease a little bit about taking the vaccine. But like I said, a lot of my clients had already been vaccinated. And taking new clients for me, we're still wearing masks, we're still sanitizing and washing hands before you come in the salon, the whole nine. And when they sit down, they see me already Lysoling or whatever, and they ask me, like, when are you taking your vaccine? I've taken mine. And it's actually a great thing to hear, like, okay, you've been vaccinated. That's amazing, you know. And so I'm just waiting for a little bit longer to make sure those that need it before me get theirs, but I plan on getting mine around May, end of May.
Yes, exactly. And that's a good thing, because I was wondering about that. I think that everybody's kind of handling it, you know, in the best way they know how. There is no, right. You know, none of us have a real reference for this, and we're just trying to, you know, everybody's just trying to make it and be safe.
Right.
You know, so I appreciate that. So now let's talk more about the book. And I want to also first ask you, because The Cosmetic Chemist, for folks who are just kind of, you know, not all that clear, what exactly is a cosmetic chemist?
So what it is a person that can formulate their own products from scratch. So, like shampoo formulas and all those ingredients that you see on the back of the label, like, we know what that is, what the generic name of it is versus the scientist name of it. And we know, like, the ratios and all that type of stuff, of amounts of stuff that's in it. So it's a little trial and error, but very complex. It was something I did about 3 years ago now. I got my certification in organic chemistry because I had a product line. I wanted to start a product line, and I wanted to just do my best with it. And I started out with, like, oil-based products, and then I went all the way into, you know, shampoos and conditioners and other things. And so it's an industry that just keeps on evolving, but it's a great thing to know something about when you're working with clients. You don't know if they have allergies to certain things. So if you know that, for example, one of your clients is allergic to coconut oil, then cocobetaine is a derivative, and it's almost in everything. So you have to be super careful about stuff like that.
Wow. Well, it's good that you know and have that kind of background. So what would you suggest that other folks who are, you know, looking at making products or make products, should they, this should be something that they should be concerned about, I would think?
It is a evolving industry. A lot of stylists are jumping into having their own product lines to sell to clients to make that extra money. And so just having that foundation and that background of what is in the shampoos and what's good and what's bad, or what, you know, can be changed, what's a silicone, what, you know, all of that is a great foundation. So sometimes it just takes some Google research. It just takes some research, or you can deep dive like me and actually go and go online and do school for it.
I totally love it. Well, again, folks, if you have just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is show number 550 today. And we are so excited, yes. And on the line with me, I have Miss Crystal Jones-Bond, who is a natural hair, what you consider yourself. You're a businesswoman. You're an entrepreneur. You know, you've been an instructor. As we just found out, a cosmetic chemist, an author, a product owner. What do you not do, Crystal?
My goodness. I am, you know what, I don't know at this point. Hopefully I can slow down soon.
Well, listen, you're doing a great job, and you're really leading. Yes, it's very true, and you're really leading the charge out here. So what happens when young folks see, you know, how much work you've done? Do they ask you for advice, or do you have any advice that you kind of impart being an entrepreneur and being so successful at all of this?
You know what? I am a open door. So any stylists that are in school or people that are thinking about it, people that are actually in the industry right now, I try real hard to give back. I go to hair schools and I speak. I give out my number, and I'm like, hey, you can call me anytime if you need uplifting, because sometimes this can be a little stressful. If you need advice, if you think you want to learn something else, I try and mentor the younger generation of stylists because you can get burned out. And it's a great industry to be in, creativity. But sometimes it's business, and sometimes it can be a little much. So right. I try real hard to, like, uplift all those stylists, give them advice, tell them what I've learned about the business and how to even put together the business so it's successful on the back end. Because one thing I hate that cosmetology school doesn't do as much. They do it in different schools, but they don't talk about the business end of the salon.
Right, not as much as they should.
Right, and so when they're thinking, okay, I want to get a salon suite, or I want to open a bigger salon, or what have you, there's a lot of business information behind that that I try and impart in them, because I also have a degree from University of Chattanooga, and so a business degree. So I talk about, like, getting your LLC, getting separating your accounts, you know, just the stuff that just nobody really talks about. And I want to, you know, make sure they're successful.
Exactly. Well, we are loving this. And this is the road that you need to take to be successful, folks. So Crystal's really just, she's led the way out here with this. So please, please pick up the book. I Want to Go Natural. Now what? Wonderful.
Yes.
Now, I also want to mention, and we are hoping that we can get you up here from Tennessee to New Jersey for my next show, which is in August. It's called the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop Tour. And it's essentially, you know, folks from, now we invite everyone from across the spectrum of hair, of course. And it's all about healthy hair care. And I think what you're doing would fit in perfectly with what we are doing. So we are going.
Yes, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, so, you know, keep in mind, it's August 21st, 22nd, 23rd. It's happening at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey. It's on the boardwalk. It's the very first ever hair and beauty show. And so we've brought it in the history of Atlantic City. So
yes,
this is something that's really big, and we're real, real pleased. So we'll keep you informed and get you some information on that, Crystal. Well, okay.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I'm loving this. Now, I do want to ask you, is there a way that folks can connect with you, either a site or, say, social media?
Yeah, I got on Facebook, you can look me up, Crystal Jones Bond, CRYSTLE. It is spelled a little strange, but I think I am the only one. Crystal Jones Bond on Facebook. And then on Instagram, I have Natural Hair by Crystal JB. And LinkedIn, Crystal Jones Bond. And you can always follow my product page, Classic Curls with two L's.
Crystal Jones Bond, our very special guest today. Crystal, I just want to say thank you. You always bring it to our listeners. And,
well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Today is absolutely no exception. So great stuff. All right. Well, anybody that you want to shout out to, we have to end it there. Anybody at all?
Yeah, I definitely have to shout out my husband, Reginald Bond, just because he is the best support ever. He supports me in everything I do, even the journey of writing a book. He was like, you can do this. And I'm I'm not sure. But, Reginald Jones Bond.
We're going to have to get him on with you the next time that you come back.
Oh, that would be amazing.
We'd love
that. Okay. Yeah, my husband is everything. And to the Hudson and Jones family, love you guys. I'm a huge family person, so that's my heart.
Love it, love it. Well, listen, we are just so happy that you again chose to celebrate the 550th episode of the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with us today. Again, Crystal Jones Bond, thanks so much for being a guest.
Thank you.
Okay. Folks, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Hey, thanks, Gusto.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, Rugged is the new smooth.
Just like the eyes are the window to the soul, the scalp is the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. The way to obtain it is with Stimulating Roots. Stimulating Roots will exfoliate and detoxify your scalp, promoting healthy hair growth. Stimulating Roots has a system to detoxify and grow your hair. Their shampoo combines menthol, camphor, and pink grapefruit essential oil to improve blood circulation in the scalp. Their conditioner, that stimulates, moisturizes, and hydrates the hair. The regeneration oil, that contains essential oils that work together to promote hair growth while calming an itchy, dry, and irritated scalp. Open the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. Awaken the senses to your scalp with Stimulating Roots. This is available at StimulatingRoots.com. That's StimulatingRoots, R-U-T-Z.com.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is my honor to bring back, after 6 or 7 long years, to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the one and only, let me just say this, she is the very first board-certified trichologist in the western part of the United States. Again, it's my honor to welcome back the one and only Dr. Linda Emerson. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show officially.
Good morning, Carrie. Thank you so much for having me back. I am truly, truly honored to be back and to share some information with your listening audience with you.
Absolutely. Well, I've got to explain, because this is the craziest thing in the world. You've actually, our listeners are familiar with you because we've been running the last appearance on this show for almost 10 years. It's been a long time. And I said, it's got to be time to bring Dr. Linda Emerson back to the show. And your information has helped so many listeners around the world who've tuned into the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you so much for just sharing your knowledge and taking the time to do so with our audience.
Oh. Absolutely, absolutely. My pleasure.
You did good. And I have to say, and one of my favorite things about this is we've been on, the Hair Radio Show's been on in different versions and variations for about 25 years. And the last version has been on for 6 years here on Blog Talk. However, you were on before that, technically. You were actually on before we even launched this show, and since we launched, we're up to about almost 550 shows. So that is just amazing. It's been a while since we've chatted, and even though I've been hearing your voice, so real, real good stuff. Well, listen, Dr. Emerson, let me go ahead and jump right on in, because first of all, you are a trichologist and a very respected trichologist. You know, long before it's become fashionable for folks to just call themselves, per se, you know, a trichologist or, you know, being in the field of trichology, you truly, truly have been leading the charge on healthy hair care. But I want to talk about, first, let's just, for the listeners who have no idea what trichology is, we have folks who are in the industry as well as who are not. And so, I'm sure have questions. What is a trichologist? Share that with everybody.
Absolutely. The actual definition of a trichologist is an expert in hair loss and scalp disorder conditions. So we take hair science to a completely new level. So we're actually getting to the root of the problem microscopically, and we will look at a combination of internal and external factors. And there are so many contributing factors that may occur within an individual. That's why it's so important that it is a case by case basis. So I love what I do. This profession has really been very rewarding just to see the transformation which has occurred with men, women, and children.
That's right, because trichology can affect just about anybody.
Absolutely.
And as you said, and it's hard for us to really, I think the general public, I'll say, to really get a good understanding or wrap their brain around, because it's so, those factors are almost limitless, you know, I mean, or whatever that word, innumerable, there's so many. But what can you say to start folks out? Because I think it's important that we first recognize that we have to take our hair seriously. And by our hair, I mean everybody. I mean, you have to really be focused on doing, you know, taking good care of your hair. And what might that entail, Dr. Emerson?
Absolutely. Hair is a barometer of imbalances within the system. So when a person begins to see any type of physical changes with their hair, gray hair shedding, patchy alopecia, when it comes out in patches, these could be oval or round. If your hair texture changes, it becomes more brittle. If it becomes finer, if you just notice just a total change in your hair textures, these are indications that something is wrong. So hair is a barometer, and there could be, you know, for example, there could be a change in medication, which can influence the change in the hair. There could be dietary changes as far as different types of weight loss options. And it seems like every month, Carrie, there's a new weight loss pill or product or procedure.
Or challenges, we call it.
Or a challenge, yes. And people are always trying to lose weight. They want the quick fix instead of really finding out, well, what is really some of the main contributing causes for this weight gain? Is it poor food choices? Is it, and I'm going to say this, something, they love sugar. You know, we have consumers, they love sugar. So sugar in the metabolism, that can turn into unhealthy weight gain. So they're just different things, and it's a case-by-case basis. It could be another example could be lifestyle change. If there is going through a divorce or a separation, which can lead to depression, which can lead to, you know, other factors in that manner. Lack of exercise. You know, consumers, we need movement in your body. You need movement. So this helps with not only your physical health, but also your mental health. So movement, not only exercising, walking. Walking is one of the easiest and cost-effective ways of exercise. So if you put it into your routine at least 3 to 4, even 5 times per week, be consistent with that movement, and you will be surprised at how your body will respond to weight loss. Also, your joints will get used to being more mobile, and it helps with your digestive system. It's just very, very beneficial.
I love it. This is the kind of information that we need to get out to everybody. Dr. Emerson, would you be kind enough to share with everybody, because a lot of what you were just saying, I was picturing in my head trying to match up the alopecias that kind of, you know, can result from some of these things. And I said, maybe just spend, you know, give us a couple of the top ones, because I know there's so many of those.
Yeah.
And there's some tongue twisters, so please take it away.
Okay, absolutely. Okay, so as you and I were talking about the traction alopecia.
Yes,
that
my favorite.
Okay, your favorite. So that is definitely a very common disorder that I see. Now, with traction alopecia, that is excessive pulling of the hair, and it is most commonly from hairstyles and hair care practices.
That's right.
So many of your consumers, you love the braid styles. You want to make sure that the person who's braiding your hair does not use excessive tension, especially around the outer perimeter of your hair. If you braid your own hair, make sure you are very conscientious of not using excessive tension. And then we have the weaves, and then we have the lace front. Those are other things that also can contribute to traction lookalikes. So when I say lookalike with the lace front, many of you are using bonding glue. You're using the tape to keep that hair in place. And then we have other adhesives that are being used, which should not be used on the skin and on the outer perimeter. And those types of ingredients can be very, very devastating to the outer perimeter as well. But back to the traction. So we have the weaves, and we have the braids, and then we have other types of hairstyles that cause a little bit of tension there so that the hair looks neat. But the number one thing I would like to emphasize is make sure that there is not excessive tension used in the outer perimeters. If you see any signs of pimples on your scalp, that is an indication that the hair is too tight with that particular hairstyle.
Why is it that we think, and I'm just saying, from what I've observed, and even in my, got my own hair done with braids and cornrows and all of that, but why is it that we desire, we feel that we want it to look like it's so, you know, all the way in our scalp, literally, like the more, the closer and the tighter it needs to feel that it's not, you know what I mean, it's not tight enough. If you don't feel it, that pressure, you know, so, and that is not necessarily a healthy thing at all to have that kind of thinking. So folks need to be aware of that, especially as you pointed out, and I love that, and that's the outer perimeter of the hair where it is your, it's very, very sensitive to. Because, see, once that, and this is what happens because, and I think while we're on a subject, we probably need to speak to that, which is the hair loss, you know, where the edges, you know, is so critical. And so what are some things that we can tell and share with everybody that they can do long before there's ever a problem with their edges? Maybe what's the best way to always take care of your edges? And then for those who may have experienced some hair loss challenges there.
The main thing I would like to emphasize is stop being so focused on your image and consider the health of your hairline. You want to keep the integrity of your hair intact. And that is by not being so focused on the image. It has to be laid down. You know, a lot of people say, I've got to slay my hair. Well, when you slay it, there's an excessive amount of processes, just to be, you know, using a common terminology that is very common that I see. So a lot of times also it could be the person who is either a professional or just a braider. A lot of times that's lack of their knowledge as far as proper hair care. They're more focused on the styling. The style looks good on their clients and other consumers. However, the health of their scalp and hair is not important to them.
And that has to be important to you, the client, or the customer, because it's got to be important to somebody if you plan on having hair. Somebody has
absolutely.
To really, you know.
Yes.
And that's the thing.
Yeah.
Because my thing is also with the, you know, we're looking and these, we see all these wonderful images on TV, and as you said, we've been kind of focused on the imagery, not realizing that some of these styles may not be well suited for our textures. And that is really an important thing. Just because, you know, someone else has a style,
it may not work for you. And that is really something that's very, very important to get across. Every style is not for everybody because everybody's hair is different, I think, you know, or might react differently or whatever. But, you know, so thank you for that on Trichology. I love that on Traction Alopecia, I should say, and Trichology and Understanding. I love it. Now, you know, you are located where, Dr. Emerson? Where are you based out of?
I am in Arlington, Texas.
Arlington, Texas. Now, Texas has been making a lot of the news in recent weeks and so forth. Weather-wise. So first of all, how are you doing out there? And is there anything you could tell us about the folks of Texas and during these weather troubled times?
Yes. Texas, oh my goodness. We had a winter storm that came in our area. And this is the first time that we've had below degrees that has impacted our entire state with impact. So, personally speaking, I didn't see a tree for like 2 days, and I did have water. I did light my fireplace. Yes, I had a fireplace, so I lit my fireplace, and I was able to, you know, sometimes you have to go into survival mode.
Right.
So I was able to heat my food in the fireplace. To have my hot meals, yes. Now I had some other food that was ready. I had some sandwiches and, you know, that I made, which was something quick, but I had made some homemade chili on that Sunday before everything was shut down. And I said, I want some chili on Monday. I said, how am I going to heat it up? I don't have any electricity. And so I have a fireplace, which is going to allow me to have some heat. And I used one of my skillets, and it was a done deal.
Wow. So you brought the old Wild West back to life. Oh, my goodness.
And I went into survival mode. Now, I did have an offer from a relative who lives in the area for me to drive
over
to her home. Yes. However, she's like 15 minutes from where I am, and I chose not to drive in those inclement conditions because there was ice everywhere. There was some snow, but there was a lot of ice on the road, and that just does not make for driving conditions to be very safe.
Dr. Emerson, I'm in Brooklyn, New York, and we have listeners all over the country and even outside of America who are tuned in and listening to you right now.
Yeah.
I don't understand, what made this storm so gigantic that it caused such damage to Texas? Like, you know, we face storms all the time here. Not by just making comparisons, you know, willy-nilly. But what was it that just made Texas so, you know, damaged and devastated?
Well, the main issue was the agency that was over the electrical system. They decided they were going to stop electricity in certain areas and do a control rolling type of electricity throughout the state, which did not occur. So initially they told us they were going to have like shut off the electricity for between 15 minutes to 45 minutes so that it would not overload the electrical system.
Okay.
Well, that didn't happen. So a lot of people lost power for, you know, some days, some people the entire week. They had no electricity.
Wow.
So
this is very unbelievable.
Yes. And then there's more. So at my home, that's what occurred as far as the survival there. At my business, I had two of my pipes that burst in my business, completely flooded my entire office.
Unreal.
So I had to, so we had to do the cleanup of all that water, and there was so much water throughout my entire business. But my landlord, I have a wonderful landlord, that we were able to extract it very quickly. The pipes, we were able to get those repaired. And so now I'm still in the cleanup process and trying to get up and running, but I will be temporarily closed for several weeks.
Oh, so you, wow. See, this
is
where
it's
unreal.
Yes.
Wow. And is it the state senator who was caught on camera trying to take a trip to Mexico that's all over the news? I said, the senator, elected senator, I was just in shock.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Ted Cruz, yes.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just floored by this story. And it, and believe it or not, as of this day, the story's not going away. They are keeping him on the hot seat on this one.
Yes, he's in
and,
the hot seat.
He's definitely in the hot seat and in hot water, literally, because I'm just blown away. And then, you know, blaming it on the kids. I mean, it's just, the story just is horrible from every which way. It's like the worst decision ever.
Yes.
Well, speaking of bad decisions, Dr. Emerson, and for you guys just joining us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have just a wonderful old friend who you feel like just like a warm blanket, Dr. Emerson. You've been with us. You're so full of knowledge about hair loss and just so successful at what you do, and we just so appreciate you here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We've listened to you for many years. And so real excited to have you with us this morning. And to just remind everybody, you were the very first board-certified trichologist in the western part of the United States of America. How does that make you feel?
You know, it's wonderful. It feels wonderful to have inspired other trichologists who would like to get into the field and see that there's a need, because there's definitely a need for consumers to get help with their problems. So I'm very, very honored.
Well, we are the true beneficiaries of this amazing experience that you have, and we're very grateful here at the show. Now, I have to say, I was about to lead into one of the biggest stories that is hanging around us. You talk about abuse. You talk about maybe some way that that women are under such pressures to keep, you know, to maintain and use different products and this and that, and just not being all that aware. And even if you are aware, but maybe not realizing that your hair. To me, I've always learned, the very first thing I learned, you know, 3 decades ago, if not longer, is that your hair is so precious. It's precious. So that's what I always learned. And anything that's precious, you need to take care of it. That's my opinion about it. But I want to come to the professional. We've got you on here. So Dr. Emerson, what can you say? You've heard about the Gorilla Glue girl. I'm sure everybody in America has heard about this lady. So what do you say? What's your take on the situation?
You know, I had reached out to her to try to assist her even before she, you know, was contacted by the surgeon.
Yeah.
But, and the first thing I said was there's got to be a compound that they need to find out what is the compound that's going to break down the active ingredient in that glue.
Yes.
And that's exactly what the doctor did.
Exactly.
But she definitely was very, very image conscientious, and she made a very bad choice, very, very bad choice. And even after the surgery, I've noticed in less than a week, you know, she got her hair cut, and she has another style, not thinking.
I saw
her scalp is still not healthy. She needs to allow her scalp to heal. And I would absolutely love to analyze the scalp. I have reached out to her numerous times. I would love to analyze her scalp just to see what the overall health looks like.
Yes, because I believe she's going to need, you know, I think if I were in that situation, I think I would have a trichologist would be my best friend.
Yeah,
you know,
I
would even want to put anything in my, I would be scared to death putting things in my hair.
Yes.
If I just really would.
Yes.
I would literally have some version of PTSD or whatever they call it, because to me, this, mm-hmm. you know, if this was huge,
yes.
and really it signifies something, I think it means something that this story yes. has gripped so many people.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I have to admit, at first I did get a chuckle from it before I knew all the stories and the factors and things, but I had no idea until I really delved into it what was going on here. And
yeah.
then I realized that we have a beautiful young lady who just really made a poor decision. And even
mm-hmm.
if we know nothing else, haven't we all made bad decisions at some point in our lives? Haven't we all looked to have somebody say, now, maybe not this drastic,
no.
because to me, when I saw, and she, from what everybody understands, and even from her own mouth, as we've heard in some of these videos, she knew exactly what she was doing. She made that decision. But and when I did my research, to be honest with you, the can of both of the can, you know, the sprays, the descriptions somewhat, in my opinion, were similar. Now, I'm not saying she misunderstood, took one for the other or whatever, you know, by mistake. She did. I don't think she reached and just grabbed the wrong can. But the descriptions, if you are thinking that you're desperate and something says, you know, it's going to hold things in place and you've used it. She admitted she's used it around the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she thought that would be real good. She was just going to come home and wash it out. It doesn't quite work like that, as
no,
she found out.
No. Damn, no.
And,
mm-hmm.
and
totally different chemical.
Totally
yeah. different chemical.
Yeah, totally.
Some things you do not use on your hair. No, that's one of them. That's
I'm
one
sorry.
Of them.
Yeah, it's still because it's like it's hard to process for
mm-hmm.
us. It really is. That's probably why the story just, you know, has so many legs to it, because it is very difficult for us to put ourselves in that situation. It is, but, you know, but there are a lot of women who are looking, and men, it's not just the women, it's all of us, that I think from time to time we may think that we could just substitute products. And see, when I looked at this spray, the Gorilla Glue, in my opinion, and I just, again, being very positive about this company, because I don't know, you know, the company has been upright, and in my opinion. But when I saw that they tell you exactly the uses, the proper use,
yeah.
and have pictures on their product, as if you couldn't still figure it out by the words. So
yeah.
I couldn't see where it's anything that you could lay blame to these people, in my opinion. So, you know, that's all. But she seems
yeah.
like a lovely young woman who just made a poor decision, and she has And in my opinion, I believe she's paid the price, because the internet can really make you regret coming
yeah.
and putting it out there. And,
yeah.
You know, so we wish her well. And the doctor, the surgeon who has, he's a friend to the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we're going to shout out Dr. Obeng. Let me just
yeah.
go ahead and put that on out there. He's
yeah.
Been featured on our broadcast, and he really and explained exactly what you just said. And broke it all down for us and
mm-hmm.
all of that. So we certainly wish her well and wish
mm-hmm.
him well. And I love that she has tried to help his charity by donating the funds that she raised to his charity. And he deals with, you know, folks with the disfigurements and
yeah.
all these things. I mean, really heavy stuff for me. I could
mm-hmm.
barely, like, make it through his sight, you know. I'm not
yeah.
a doctor or anything like that, so I could barely do. But I just love his personality. And his,
mm-hmm.
what is that, where the folks are always looking to help others, like yourself, Dr. Emerson, not unlike you. So real good stuff out there.
Yeah,
okay,
thank you.
Yeah, so I just had to get it out there. Now, we started to talk about folks who are looking to embark upon a career in trichology. And so a lot of folks, again, not all, and I want to make this clear, because if you're not in the hair or beauty industry, you may not realize that hairstylists are not necessarily all that familiar with trichologists to begin with, but they are not trichologists just because they're a hairstylist. Can you explain all of that, Dr. Emerson, because that's an important point.
Absolutely, absolutely. In the field of trichology, okay, so there are different levels now that is available. When I first looked into this particular expertise, there was only one option, which was to become a certified or board-certified trichologist. Yeah. So now I want your listening audience to know that there is a level which includes the hair loss practitioner.
Yes,
and then there's the certified trichologist, and then there's a board-certified trichologist. So there are different levels.
Wow.
And I can use nursing as another example. There are different levels in nursing. Mm. So you have the CNA, and then you have
right.
the LVN, then you have the
registered
CNA, yeah,
as well.
The registered, yeah. And then you have the nurse practitioner. So
that's right.
Just to give a comparison.
And I got to shout out nurses because my mom was an LP, and she was a licensed practical nurse back in the old days.
Okay.
I have to shout out the first responders who are doing so much during this pandemic time.
Yes,
yes,
absolutely.
Thank you for
absolutely.
Mentioning that.
Absolutely.
So, wow. So
there are different levels,
yes.
different levels, and you must go to school. You must attend a reputable school which has the program intact in order for you to take your profession to the next level. So a person must be a licensed cosmetologist or barber, and they must
wow.
enroll in a school. So just because you hear the term trichologist, that does not mean that a person may have the credential in order to assist you. And as you had mentioned earlier, Carrie, you know, some people are using the term very loosely now.
Yes. Yes.
And they may have been dealing with hair loss clients when they do different types of wigs or different types of hair coverings.
Right.
It's totally different. It's totally different. So they're covering up the problem, whereas a trichologist is trying to find out what has caused the problem and is there a resolution to the problem.
Absolutely. What I love about this, I remember decades ago, and when I first kind of got into and doing the hair radio show, I remember going to live events like Bronner Brothers and other shows, even like my own Hair Nation Expo out there years ago, long before, you know, I embarked upon doing live events for the hair community. I remember mentioning the word trichology, and the hairstylists had no idea what I was talking about at the time. I remember that very well.
Yeah.
And to see it come to where this, and I'm like, hold it. So, so I love what you said about getting the credentials. And the other aspect, Dr. Linda Emerson, if you would be kind enough to explain the difference, because then we have to toss in the dermatologist. So how does the dermatologist, we got the hairstylist, we got the dermatologist, and of course we have the trichologist.
Yes.
So how does all this work?
Well, there's a specialist for every part of the body.
Yeah.
So with the trichologist, it's hair and scalp, even though we do network with other professionals. So, for example, if a person is having a scalp infection, that's beyond our realm. So we will refer them to a dermatologist or the medical doctor for that. And then if a person is having a foot issue, they go to a podiatrist. That's not our issue.
And I got to shout out our big sponsor is Dr. Yolanda Ragless, who is a podiatrist out there, and she does Fix Your Feet. They're hearing all the FixYourFeet.com commercials on our show today, so I just had to. She would never forgive me if I didn't mention that. So
go right in. Yeah, so absolutely. So we refer, you know, our individuals, some clients need referrals for different issues that they're going through, even a psychologist, even a psychiatrist for certain conditions. There's a condition known as trichotillomania, where a person pulls out their own scalp hair. This is self-inflicted. So the underlying cause must be dealt with by a professional, by a psychiatrist. Now, we can only help externally. Together is how that person will get the maximum healing that they need. And that's the main agenda that I take under consideration.
Absolutely. And I love what you just said, working together, because, you know, I've had a lot of folks on the Hair Radio Morning Show over the years, and some come, and there's almost a confrontational attitude towards the dermatologist. And I've, you know, it's either us or them kind of thing, not all, because we've had some amazing psychologists on as well, who certainly that's not what they subscribe to. But it's important that, that's why I love what you said, it's a team, and even for their stylists, everybody is on the same team, right?
Right, right.
Awesome. Well, now I've got to turn to your company. I want to talk about Dr. Linda Emerson. You have products. You have your own place out there to assist folks with hair loss. Please talk to us about your amazing business, Dr. Emerson.
Absolutely. So I have had my clinic now for 40 years. I love what I do, servicing men, women, and children who have issues with alopecia, scalp disorder conditions. We also offer different types of treatment therapies that are non-invasive. We've been very successful with transforming the lives of many consumers. We also incorporate Tumite during the analysis. So we use a polarized microscope as well as a tricholoscope. So this is, again, we're using hair science to see what actually is deficient or lacking within the internal structure of the hair bulb and the hair strands that will help with that transformation. And then we also have our own exclusive product line. We have a manufacturing facility in Texas who manufactures our products. They have done a wonderful job with our own formula. And then we also love to give back. We host an annual scholarship. And this is for a young person who has been diagnosed with alopecia between the ages of 16 through 19 is our niche market. So either they're about to graduate from high school or are currently in the first or second year of college.
Sure, yeah.
So we give a monetary scholarship to them to help them with their education. They must be pursuing a continuing education, either college or a trade school of some kind.
That is awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. So we're in our eighth year, and we're asking, the deadline is May 31st. We will announce our winner in June, and we will do the advertisement from June through September. And in September is National Alopecia Awareness Month, and that is when we will give our annual scholarship.
I am loving it, and I'm hoping that you will continue to, you know, keep us abreast here on the air. We're going to be having to check in with you on this. I think this is incredible and
Thank you.
So beneficial for the community, so really good stuff and the students, because, you know, we want to put our best foot forward with these, you know, these young folks who are going to help just make such a difference in, you know, in with the lives of the folks out there, so good stuff. Well, I'm excited. Now, I don't know if we mentioned the name of your clinic. Yeah, share with everybody the name and how we can find out more information.
It is LA's Hair and Scalp Clinic. We do have a website, which is hairandscalpessentials.com, hairandscalpessentials.com. Please tune in to our podcast, which is on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Ask Dr. Emerson. And we're on dfwiradio.com. We are on all other social medias. You can find us on LinkedIn, on Twitter. We are also on Facebook. We have four different pages, but on Facebook we have a radio page, which is Ask the Hair and Scalp Doctor. We have our business page, which is Hair and Scalp Essentials. And then we have a group page, all about hair and scalp issues. And then our other personal page is Linda Amerson. So please connect with us on our website. Oh, let me not forget my YouTube channel. We have a YouTube channel.
Oh, Dr. Amerson, you've left no stone unturned. What is your YouTube channel? I love it.
Yes, thank you, thank you. So our YouTube channel is, just pull up Dr. Linda Amerson, put that in, and I will come right up. And you can look at some of our videos, our testimonials. On our website, we have a long list of testimonials we have received throughout the years, global testimonials. You can read about our magazines. We're journalists for over 74 national magazine publications. So some of you may have read some of our articles and did not realize that I had written those particular articles. Yes.
We are just loving it. And you know what? We're going to continue with these discussions, and we're not waiting 7 more years. We're not waiting. That's not going to happen. We're going to stay involved and on top. And I've got to let the listeners know, and maybe because, you know, we always run back to your amazing original interview here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, which we're going to get on at some point, either before this or after this today for our listeners. But it just reminds me that we have to really, you know, reach out and stay involved on a regular basis. I follow you. And you've got many followers of your own, of course. But I got to remember that, you know, we got to keep you sharing everything with everybody else in our audience. So I want to make certain and stay on top of that. Well, Dr. Amerson, is there anybody, before we close out today, that you'd like to shout out to? Or any last thoughts?
Anyone I'd like to shout out to? I'll shout out to two of my professors in trichology, Dr. Tariq Majoun and Dr. Sandra Baldy. Just to your listening audience, thank you so much for tuning in today. And just please take care of your health during this pandemic that we're going through. Wear your face mask. Please wash your hands and take all of the precautionary measures that the CDC and other health professionals are recommending. And that's how we're going to come out of this positively, because it is just unreal that to date we have, what, over 500,000
people
that have lost their lives.
So
please take care of yourself and your family, and take your supplements. And that will be my final thought today.
Well, that is just perfect. And there's nothing for
me. Is that India? What happened to her hair?
Little girl with the pressing curl. Age 8, I got a Jerry curl. 13, and I got a relaxer. I was a source of so much laughter. 15, when it all broke off. 18, and I went all natural. February 2002, I went on and did what I had to do. Because it was time to change my life, to become the woman that I am inside. 97 dreadlocks all gone. I looked in the mirror for the first time and saw that, hey, I am not my hair. Good hair means curls and waves. Bad hair means you look like a slave. At the turn of the century, it's time for us to redefine who we be. You can shave it off like a South African beauty. Got it on lock like Bob Marley. You can rock it straight like Oprah Winfrey. If it's not what's on your head, it's what's underneath. And say, hey,
I am not my hair. wear my hair make me a better person? Does the way I wear my hair make me a better friend? Does the way I wear my hair determine my integrity? I am expressing my creativity. Breast cancer and chemotherapy took away her crown and glory. She promised that if she was to survive, she would enjoy every day of her life. Oh. On national television, her diamond eyes are sparkling. Bald-headed like a full moon shining, singing out to the whole wide world like, hey, 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 hey. I am not this man.
I am not your expectations, no.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's great to have you guys with us this morning. It's a very special broadcast, as you guys know. It's our 550th broadcast, live broadcast celebration. And I'm just going to bring to the line someone who's really been on in recent times helping us to really hold it down here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my true honor to welcome a hairstylist. She's out of the Atlanta area down in Georgia. I want to say, Miss Terry, good morning and welcome to the Big Celebration Show. Happy 550th.
Happy 550th to you, Carrie. My hat goes off to you.
Thank you. Well, it is really, you know, it's my way. I have to actually say, I have to take time to acknowledge the amazing fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We wouldn't be here without you guys tuning in. We wouldn't be here without you guys resharing the show, you know, making comments about our guests, taking time to tune in and be supportive of what we're doing. To our listeners who take a moment to call in, to those who listen live, just all over, and even on the replays and go online. We have listeners internationally who only just listen online and others who take a moment to Skype in and all kinds of things. So it's our time today. It's not about how far we've made it so far with 550 shows, but that you've made the journey along with us, the trek along with us. So it's great. And to be able to share that experience with Miss Terry this morning is awesome. So we've got a big show for everybody. We're on till 9 o'clock Eastern time, as you guys know, 6 in the morning till 9 o'clock Eastern weekdays through Blog Talk Radio. And it is my honor to say again, thank you. So now, Miss Terry, I've got to say, we're going to take care of some hair talk. We've got a few surprise guests who have gotten up early just to make this happen for you guys. And so it's going to be really, really nice. And then we have, we did a lead interview this morning with all new. It's an all new interview with a very special stylist. And we're going to replay that interview. So we'll talk a little bit about it coming up in the next hour as well. And I want to talk, today is like on top of our celebration, there are about two or three other big items that's kind of newsworthy about today and this weekend and what's kind of happening out here. So any idea what else is going on, Miss Terry?
Oh, there's so much going on. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. It's so many things going on.
I know.
Right,
I would get you this morning. Well, let me help you out. This today, first of all, well, let me just say this. The entire month of April, the entire month is Autism Awareness Month. And so we have, as you guys know, we already work in tandem with a gentleman who runs an autism awareness organization. And Jorge's been on our show several times. I have videos and things like that out there with Jorge. He's on our Salon TV network. He's also represented on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I'll get that on again throughout the month to just remind folks all about autism. So that's number one. Then today, of course, as you guys know, it's also Good Friday. For those
Good
of you,
Friday.
Yes, indeed, who celebrate Easter, which is coming up on Sunday, today's Good Friday. So a lot of folks are off. They're not scheduled to work today, so we're hoping that you are enjoying the Hair Radio Morning Show on your day off, if you are off. And so it's quite a few different things. And, of course, we are just excited to just be celebrating as well our 550th broadcast, as we kind of mentioned. And we're really excited. Yes, 550. And now, as part of that celebration, I've got some memories to talk about. You know I'm going to be opening up that memory archive and just going down one thing at a time. And then coming up in the next hour, as I mentioned, we got a great interview with a hairstylist as well out of Tennessee. And so I'm real happy about that. And then, of course, we have our surprise callers. And, you know, we'll take it from there. I think it'll be a memorable day. Plus, we have some great music, some new things as well that I think you guys will like. So kind of let's get this kind of started. Let's get this started. We'll have a little bit of the celebration. We're going to come back in with some live talk right after our celebration song. We have to get on this song. It's almost a requirement to do so. So, Ms. Terry, we're gonna chat right after this song. Everybody stay with us.
It's a celebration. It's a celebration. Celebration. Time. celebration.
Live, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. It is Friday morning, April 2nd, 2021, and we're having fun this morning right here on the show. And I was just coordinating our surprise visitor to the line, and he will be joining us in just a moment. But first, I want to bring on this wonderful addition to the broadcast in recent times. Her name is Miss Terry, and she's just been doing a bang-em-up job here and supporting our efforts here with the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. We've been calling it the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show for many reasons, which we're going to get into in just a moment. Miss Terry, good morning again, and did you enjoy the celebration by Kool and the Gang?
Good morning. I absolutely did enjoy Kool and the Gang. I was over here rocking back and forth, celebrating.
Awesome. Well, you know, and we have a tie to just about everybody in music these days. Kool and the Gang's actually the gentleman who created Kool and the Gang, his nephew was on our show. So we did an interview.
Wow.
I'll try to get that on for you. Yeah, it was really nice. Prince Hakeem. He did an interview. He's also in the entertainment. And his uncle, his dad and his uncle created Kool and the Gang. So really nice. We know just about everybody in the business. That's what Hair Radio is all about. And that's what I kind of want to get into a little bit this morning. You know, which is the history of this broadcast. And I heard that you have some questions for me this morning. So I'm going to have you lead off with those questions, and then when you finish that, we'll get into some of the memories. I'm going to bring on our surprise visitor who woke up early just to do this for us. So go right ahead. What do you have, Miss Terry?
Okay. My first question for you, Kerry, is what attracted you?
And these are questions that I have not any idea.
Terry did not share them with me in advance. He's never heard these questions before.
Okay. It's all just for our 550th celebration.
First question is, what attracted you to start a career in radio?
That's a good question. What attracted me to start a career in radio? Well, let's see. That's a very, very good question. And I never really was asked that question exactly in that way, and certainly not in the way that I'm thinking this morning. I remember I was living out in Los Angeles, California. I'm from the East Coast. Let me make that clear. I'm not from Hollywood. I was born in Philadelphia and reared in part in northern New Jersey. And then went out to California as a young man. And when I was out there in L.A., that's when I had created my children's character called Fluff the Bear. And that did very well. And I was in the magazines. We were working in the airlines and all that stuff and ended up being very successful with it. Somehow, I got a public relations company on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood, right in the same building as Atlantic Records. And, you know, I'll never forget when I walked into this firm, they were all, you know, no offense to anybody, but they were all Caucasian folks, no blacks in there at that I saw. And there was just a big old conference room table. It was very fancy. And they began to represent me public relations-wise. They saw that I had created a successful children's character, and it had was going to be on the airlines. They were going to play it on the airplanes for the kids, literally. So I was an audio publisher, and that's why I also had to sign up with Broadcast Music, Inc. and all these other things. But what surprise BMI, for those of you who are not in the business, but what really pushed me to get into radio was that I believe, in recollection, again, this was about 26 years ago, but I believe that the firm connected me with the radio station, the very first radio station. I remember going to the president's office at the radio station, the one who ran the radio station out in Glendale, California, and they broadcast to all of Hollywood, Beverly Hills, everywhere out in Southern California. And they loved my idea for the radio show, for the Fluff the Bear radio show. So on Tuesday nights at 7:30, we had the Fluff the Bear radio show. Now, I had already released, like, my little children's cassettes. This is how far back we go.
Wow.
Those cassettes were sold all around the country on 875 stations around the country. That's what that public relations company did for me.
Wow.
And in addition to that, they also connected me with the radio gentleman. And then I had a Tuesday night radio show, as I mentioned, called Fluff the Bear. And then on Saturdays, I was able to have it turn into a theater show, as well as Ebony Showcase Theater in L.A. But to answer your question, that's kind of how I got into radio. It was because I took a chance on something that I believed. And the very first audio cassette that I recorded, which was Fluff the Bear's Magical Bedtime Journey, which was all about a little bear who couldn't fall asleep, and he goes on a journey with his best friends to fall asleep.
Wow.
You'll have to get the story in order to know how it turns out.
I have to get it.
And so that's how we started that. And those cassettes, again, were sold because what they did was they connected me with a radio company. That was the PR people. They connected me with a radio. At that time, I didn't do PR. But they connected me with a radio company who provided radio stations around the country with their format. They would record the material for all these stations, and they would advertise my children's cassettes on those stations. So
wow.
The children's cassette advertisement was all over the country. I would go to my, back in those days, I'd go to my mailbox, and people would be sending me checks for the cassettes. So that was how I started in radio. I took all of that, came back to the East Coast, and opened up office space down in Newark, New Jersey. And so, the show that I created at that time was Center Stage. And from there, I created the Hair Radio Show, which was just a fluke. It really, even when I started the Hair Radio Show, it wasn't anything at all like now where it became the entire business. At that time,
right.
I was just produced, Center Stage was my focus, and I would just do the Hair Radio Show once in a blue moon. So, but from there, it grew. I saw the potentiality, and I loved it. And as I have mentioned before, the folks have been so welcoming in the hair community that it really has stayed with me. And I'm glad I made that decision. It's been a long time, and they have been incredibly heartwarming and just really close to the vest. I keep these folks. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So does that answer your question? That's how I got into radio.
Great answer. Great answer. Very informative. I would have never known any of that.
Yes.
Next question.
So what is your next question? Yes. Did I do okay with that question or answer?
Absolutely great. You did a great job. As I knew
Wonderful.
You would.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
so
you.
Next question. What or who has been your all-time favorite interview?
actually, I'm going to play it.
Okay.
So I'll get that on in just a little bit, but I will set it up with this. It was really big for me. Even though I had interviewed other celebrities and all this kind of stuff, it wasn't so much about celebrities. But growing up and watching television and being influenced by TV shows and watching and seeing this particular person's name appear on my TV every day, that had an impact. And it was, there were black faces on the TV, and not knowing that the person would even know I exist, but that the person welcomed me back to radio when I brought this very show back. They put a big newspaper article called Doing It Again out there here in New York, and he himself welcomed me back to the airwaves, and he had a special message for the listeners of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And that really has probably been the most impactful interview that I've done, because this was somebody that I looked up to. And I've had many folks that I look up to on the show, but it just really has resonated and stayed with me very much so. And he was very successful in his own career. And okay, I'll let you guys, I'll let you in on it. I'll go ahead and answer your question. My most impactful interview. I wish I had the drum roll ready. But, yeah, there you go. Thank you, Miss Terry, for the sound effects. You're doing great. I'll have to say he is the creator of the movie Cooley High, and he is the person who also created the characters that we know and love from the TV shows What's Happening Now, Good Times, and in part the George Jefferson characters that were on All in the Family.
Wow.
So this we're talking about is Mr. Eric Monte. And I would watch, whenever I would watch the TV show Good Times, I would see Eric Monte's name on the screen and wonder, who is Eric Monte? And years later, so we've been able to make connections, and Eric has suffered several strokes and this and that. So our interview is actually, he's speaking through another person. So we are excited to have all of that happen on our show today. I'll get that interview on so that you guys could hear it and understand why it was such an impact. And for me, I love television and I love writing. And he's one of my big influences in the industry. The other is the late Shelley Garrett, who wrote the Beauty Shop plays. And that had a big impact because when Shelley was celebrating the 30th anniversary of the play, he asked me to write an article, a magazine article, to promote it, which I did. And he and his wife, Doris, who we've become just great friends, were at the theater when they came to New York, and I went down to watch the play and meet them and all that wonderful good stuff. Plus, I have his interview. We'll get it on our show soon. But Doris was very kind to me, and still I'm working things with her. She's still producing plays as well, you know, but Shelley Garrett's memory will forever live on. And the movie, the Beauty Shop, the play is what he did, and they made several movies out of it. One was starring Queen Latifah, as well as a TV show on Beauty Shop. So these are people who have influenced me hugely. And then the same day, you know, I remember being in the New York newspaper and interviewing folks like Jesse Jackson, Judge Maybelline from the old Divorce Court TV show.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
She was the original judge. And just a lot of folks who have just been really instrumental. A lot of them have gone on to big things. some of the folks were not big stars when they were on our show, and then went on to do great things. Annette McMillan, she went on to become a mayor in Ohio. She was on our show when she was running for office, and I'd like to say I think we brought her luck. She became a mayor out there in, like, right outside of Cleveland. And then we spoke with the former mayor, Mr. Wayne Smith, who out of Jersey was a Jersey mayor for 12 years and a man of color. So really, really, you know, and he's been on our show many times. We also had a young lady, Tiffany, I forget her last name, but I'll look up our records. She was running for a local controller of some sort in her area, and she won. And so we've just, my brother's been on. He's a political, you know, person as well, and economist type person. We've just had on a lot of amazing, incredible people. And this show is kind of like the secret success show, if you will. You know, we've had, if you don't know, you might have missed a lot of wonderful, good things that you should have kind of paid, you know, that you, you know, well, the good things we have are archived, if you will. And we're real excited about that. So I'm real happy that you guys get to listen in on our archives. Well, listen, I have a person who I'm going to, well, hold it. You still have some more questions left. Let's get through our questions, and then we're going to bring in our surprise.
Okay.
So go right
question
ahead.
We've
got a lot
three.
To look forward to. Yes.
Question number three, Mr. Kerry Hines, what do you enjoy doing in your spare time?
Well, first, that would mean that I have spare time. That would certainly imply that I have spare time, which I do not. I really don't have much spare time. I run Hair Radio LLC, which is a promotions hair and beauty industry inspired by folks of color. We have a daily radio show. We have, usually I have three live hair events in the Northeast, the only one with three-day hair shows for African-Americans in the Northeast, down at the Showboat Hotel. I have my books that I write for myself and other people. I have clients that you guys don't know about who I consult on a regular basis. I develop products for folks, produce things for people. I'm just an all-around person, so I don't get an opportunity to have much spare time or hardly any. I kind of choose to work whenever I have an opportunity. However, I will say this. Each day I do take a little bit of a, when I eat, I'll watch TV specifically. I'll leave my little office and go into my sitting room, and I'll watch television for the time that I'm eating, like specifically, just to get my mind off work for a few minutes. And then on weekends, I still work. I'm working on weekends. I work every single day, of every month of every year. Some days, like the weekends, I don't necessarily work at the same hectic pace that I work at when we're on the air doing live shows. But I still work. My weekends, I love them because, like, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I get to, and Monday, but Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I get to work at a slower pace, and I take on projects that I love. So that's when you guys see all the new graphics popping up all over the place through social media, because I get an opportunity to create them on the weekend. And that's really how I enjoy my time. I spend my time being creative. That is how I relax. And my creativity pours forth to the company and radio. Let me just also spin it this way for you guys out there. When I created Hair Radio LLC, I sat back and I said to myself, what could I do that I would, you know, if I could make the perfect business, it would have to be taking all the things that I do well and making those my regular work responsibilities, and then figuring out a way to monetize that, to make money off of that. And out came Hair Radio. It combines everything that I do well. Writing, speaking, promotion, broadcasting, everything, all in one company. So it's not by happenstance that I've been able to make it to be successful with it. It's by design. Was that okay, Miss Terry?
Yes, no spare time.
How am I doing so far?
You're doing great. You're doing great. And I knew that's how you were going to answer the question. I knew you didn't have spare time, but I was just trying to see if there was a little moment that I didn't know about.
Well, you know what? I'm wondering, do folks actually think I have spare time?
Well, I mean,
because the fans know better. They know we don't. I work almost all the time.
I knew you didn't, but I felt like you may have wanted to let them know that you are a workaholic.
Yeah, but not in a negative way. See, I don't look at it as work because I created it out of my skill set. Like for someone else, like a lot of people have told me, well, Carrie, you got to work on only one thing. And I say to them, no, you've got to only work on one thing. For me, I'm not even working to begin with. Everything was designed because this is what I do. It's not what you do. It's what I do.
Right.
That's why I can do what I do because it was organically created out of how I, what motivates me. So people will try to emulate what I do. I'd like to think that it's inspiration instead of emulation. And, I'd like to just put my best foot forward. So that's why on our radio shows, even folks who, you're never going to be able to truly just totally copy what we do, so to speak, because you don't know which way that the show or whatever we're doing is going to go. Because, again, it's like a slice of my life every day for 3 hours. And I get to share that with Miss Terry. So how nice is that? Yes.
Great answer, Carrie. Great answer.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Last question.
Okay.
This is the last question for you today.
Okay, so if you guys don't realize, Miss Terry's asking me questions. She's turned the tables this morning on us at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And also, we've got some big things ahead. So go right ahead, Miss Terry.
Last question. When did you come to the realization, or was there one eye-opening moment that you knew that the show would be a hit and be successful? Was there one moment
waiting for that moment. No, in honesty, I've always thought that it had the potential. Even when I started the show, I was only doing it here and there. But when I started to participate at Bronner Brothers and all the big hair shows and saw the wonderful camaraderie and the welcoming spirit of these hairstylists and hair professionals, these were folks that I just adored and appreciated so much and knew that I wanted to be part of that world. So that's kind of what really pushed me in. And did I look at it as a hit and all that? Now I do. We are a hit show. We're on literally all over the world. We've had the very best guests we could ever have. It's a dream job. It's an absolute dream job. It's allowed me to write books, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, and other things I have out there on Amazon, to be able to create Carapy hair products. To be able to have my live event at a name brand building called the Showboat Hotel on the boardwalk in Atlantic City, to do so many things, to create little tiny things that you guys may not know. I created the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop right here in Brooklyn, New York, as well as our think tanks. I used to have little think tanks where folks would gather and we kick around ideas once a month at a local hotel right here near my home. So we've done a lot of little things as well. And it's just been a really remarkable journey. I just have to say, I'm just loving it. It's been wonderful. And this is just the beginning. It's just the beginning. So coming up after the music break, our surprise guest is here, everybody. So woo! I'm so excited. Yes, this is a very special time. And, Mr., I want to say, and to all of our listeners out there, this is a time where we also have been just featuring some amazing music. We're going to talk more about the guests. Let me just give a quick rundown of some of the guests that were on our show, and then we'll take our music break, speaking of music. Okay, some of the folks that have been on, the entertainers, Dionne Warwick, Melba Moore, Gerald Austin, Tony Terry, Allison Williams, a member of the Gap Band, a member of the OJs, singer Lenny Williams, CeCe Peniston, David Pick Conley, producer Louis Martinet, who created our favorite wonderful freestyle music that I always talk about, as well as Matthew Knowles and so many other singers. Some of the politicians have been on, Wayne Smith, Jesse Jackson I've interviewed, as I mentioned, Annette McMillan. Tiffany Boyle was on. She's the young lady who ran in her area as well. My brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, want to thank him for always making appearances on the show, and so many other folks who've just done some big things. Newsmakers out there, we've had everybody on. We've had two attorneys who've been on our broadcast, plus we've had Benjamin Crump. You guys know him. He represented the families of Trayvon Martin, George Floyd. Also, TV's Lisa Bloom, who she and her mom are well-known folks out there in the TV world. She was on our show with the Black Lives Matter folks. In addition to authors, lots of folks have written books who've been on our show, who run other networks like Peggy Dotson. We're always proud to run her pieces here on the broadcast. Like I said, I interviewed Jesse Jackson the same day as the Daily Newspaper was released. And it was just an extraordinary time. And I've loved it. The TV folks, of course, Real Housewives of Atlanta. We had Cynthia Bailey. She was the first from the show to be our guest. Later, Miss Marlo Hampton. We'll get that interview on so you can hear that one. It's a really good one as well. I think we've had some really good folks. And the hair side, we've had folks like Tondo Kasele, who was my very first guest on this broadcast when I brought the show back in 2015. Cheryl Morrow, who's Dr. Willie Morrow, her dad, out in San Diego area. They created a whole bunch of hair products, like accessories and things like that. Just has done amazing things. And Cheryl herself is a legend in the hair business. Real proud of all that she's doing. And also, Dr. Pranique James is also someone who's very well known and real proud of her, as well as, how about one of my favorites, and we've tried to get her back on recently, again, and we will, but the well-known Kim Berry, who is, she was the hairstylist to the one and only Prince, like 29 years or something, and she's been with us on this show. So we've had the amazing, and let me not forget Smooth Black, who's out in Southern California as well. He's a hair legend as well. So we've had, in addition to tons of others, I've talked to everybody from Felicia Leatherwood from out in California, Nigetti I've interviewed. I've interviewed all kinds of historical folks in the natural hair game. To folks, well-known cosmetologists, to trichologists, to hair practitioners, to just everybody that you can imagine, product folks, you name it, we've done it. So I just want to say thank you to all of you guys out there for helping us to keep things moving. And the most, probably the most well-known of the hair folks, and there have been quite a few, but I'll say one of the most well-known, of course, has been the amazing Alelia Bundles, who herself is the great-great-granddaughter of Madam C.J. Walker. But I also have had other luminary folks on. There was another wonderful lady named Sarah Spencer Washington, who was based out of Atlantic City area, of all places. And she became a millionaire as well. She worked very hard. Her popularity kind of took off back in 1919 when Madam Walker died. That's when she opened up her first salon in the Atlantic City area. Now, her adopted grandson was with us on our show. He actually came to one of our expos down there and did a documentary as well about his famous the famous Sarah Spencer Washington. So, and there have been others. Of course, we have long memories with these folks. Annie Malone, her folks, we should say the folks who represent Annie Malone, her foundations were with us, both of them. They may compete against each other, but they were both on our show. I also had the folks out from the Madam C.J. Walker Theater out in Indianapolis have been on our show. The parade people, where there's still a parade in St. Louis for the Annie Malone parade, they have also been on our show. So we've done our work. We've done our work. And it's rewarding. What can I say? It's rewarding.
You've definitely done a lot of work. You definitely.
I would say we've done a lot of work.
Yes, you and your team have done an awesome job. And I was tired when you said like the fifth or sixth name. I was over here like, woo.
Yeah, we've got a lot going. We really have. I'm just grateful to God. And then to be part of the biggest news stories in the world, it gets no better than Dr. Obeng, you know, from the Gorilla Glue Girl saga. And so we've just been in the middle of all these things. So I'm just grateful to God. I really am. And that he has empowered and instilled all of this, you know, so I'm very happy. So I promise that surprise guest who is in studio, and I'm real, real happy about it. So I'm going to, after this commercial, the wait is over. So we're going to make that announcement in just a moment. How do you feel about that, Miss Terry?
I'm excited to see who this mystery guest is.
Okay, all right. Well, here we go. Stay right after the commercial.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines,
you're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is Friday morning, April 2nd of 2021. And I'm bringing back to the line a wonderful lady who's joined us in recent days, I should say in recent weeks. And she's just been just a breath of fresh air. Miss Terry, good morning and welcome again to the broadcast.
Good morning,
happy
everyone.
Happy 550.
Happy 550 to you.
Yes.
Excited.
Yes, I agree. We're having an awesome time today, and I'm just actually partying here in the studio for a change, so this is really great. So listen, right before our little break there, I wanted to just get on someone who's going to join us for a couple minutes and just really, really got up early to be part of this special day. And so I'm so grateful. One of our amazing new, do we have that drum roll again? Oh, Miss Terry, listen to her working out. Happy 550 celebration today, folks. And I'm Carrie Hines. Yes, and on the line with Miss Terry, of course. Now, listen, our big celebration extends to this gentleman as well, who has joined us in recent days. Literally, he's come on board to do so many things. It's my honor to really, he's never really been on the show in this way, and I wanted to take a moment to say thank you, because he's been helping me to kind of get things organized behind the scenes and just make things work out a little smoother. You were talking about me doing so much work. Well, this person's come on board to help us make it a little bit easier. It is my honor to welcome one of our new voiceover artists right here on the program. It is the one and only, shall I say, I don't even know what to say, but we'll say Mr. Carlos. Good morning, Carlos, and welcome to the broadcast.
Good morning. How are you?
Welcome.
Yes, say hi to Miss Terry.
Hi, Miss Terry. It's great to hear your voice.
Hello, Carlos.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. Welcome in.
Thank you.
And I've got to say, because we've done a lot, we've talked up you very much on this broadcast, Mr. Carlos. One of the standouts on the broadcast with Miss Terry. And I've got to say that it is a pleasure because you do so much. You are already a photographer. You have your own photography business. And I want you to tell the folks the name of that photography business and why is it important to you.
Well, the name of my photography business is called Fotos Locos, LLC. And we've established it recently this year. And the reason that it's so important to me is because I feel like, as being part of the Dominican community, I feel like we need more representation in terms of, you know, photography and being able to express how I see the world
through
my lens and through being Generation Z. So I feel like being Generation Z and being able to use my skills through a photographer has been able to help me you know, really hone into my skills and be able to
get
that across, you know?
I think you're doing a good job with that. And so this is about being a community and all those important things. And now, I appreciate that answer. And so you're not just a photographer, which you are doing Photos Local.
Yes.
But also you're bringing to the forefront, as you mentioned, some other things as well for Generation Z. One of the other things that you've been able to do is to literally work on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and not just behind the scenes, but we're trying to get you in. As you know, we've created this, and you came up with the amazing character that we absolutely have grown to love behind the scenes here. With Miss Terry, I don't know if you remember this, but we created the horoscopes. Remember that story?
Yes,
project? Yes. Yes, that's right. With Cosmic Carlos. And so, you know, what made you think of Cosmic?
So I got the name Cosmic Carlos because growing up as a kid, I used to always watch this Hispanic channel. And there was always this man on there, and he would give everyone their horoscopes every week, and he got me really interested in it, and I've been captivated with it ever since.
It was a natural thing to lend itself to what we're doing. So I'm just trying to be part of the broadcast community. So you answered the call, and how we connected with Mr. Carlos, he answered the call right through our social media. Looking for voiceover interns and all that. We still have the advertisement out there. And we've been so lucky. We've been able to do a lot of wonderful things, and we so appreciate it. Well, thanks so much for jumping out and, you know, doing this with us this morning. Anybody you want to shout out to?
Well, I'd love to shout out my mom. I wouldn't be here without her. And I'd love to shout out my photography high school teacher, because without her, I wouldn't have pursued photography, and I wouldn't have kept doing it, and I wouldn't be here right now, honestly.
Yes, and your buddy Will.
And my buddy Will, of course, who I love dearly.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being with us. Great job,
Thank
okay?
Thank you for having me, Terry.
You got it. All right. So, Miss Terry, what do you think of that? Is that not a surprise right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show?
Cosmic Carlos, I'm excited. Can't wait to have you come in and do the horoscopes for us.
Yes, exactly. We got to look forward to it. So, all right. Well, listen, we got to have some music this morning. It is our 550 celebration. I'm Carrie Hines with Miss Terry helping us out down in Georgia this morning. It's Lizzo. We got to get Lizzo. You know, she's been one of my super favorites. I've got a lot of memories to share on the Hair Radio Morning Show as well. So, Lizzo, and I think we have a memory that will just pop right on in. So stay with us. We've got a lot more. What do we have a lot more of to come, Miss Terry? What's on the way?
We're going to do a lot more celebrating of show number 550 coming
and
up.
And what show are you listening to this morning, Miss Terry?
You are listening to the Hair and Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we'll be back. Here's Lizzo.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, don't say it cause I know I'm cute.
Oh, baby.
Louis down to my drawers, LV all on my shoes.
Oh, baby.
I be dripping so much sauce, gotta be looking like crystal ball, that's cool, baby, so is you, that's how I roll.
If I'm shining, everybody gonna shine.
Yeah, I'm
cold. I was born like this, don't even gotta try.
Now you know.
I like shot and they get better over time.
Now you know.
They just say I'm not the baddest chick you like.
I've been asked who was my all-time favorite guest on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I'm going to share this right now, and I've never really publicly shared this. In 550 episodes, I must have done well over 1,000 interviews, and we've got almost close to 2,000 hours of hair and beauty talk. But going back, I'm going to say I have several different favorites for several different reasons. My favorite celebrity guest, and let me just say this, I've got many. It's going to be really hard to say because they're special. Each of the guests, you know, means something a little special to me for, you know, for different reasons. A few come to mind quickly, and I'll say again, you guys know Cece Peniston was my first ever interview of a celebrity artist, period, in the world. She was my first guest on a previous show that I had produced, and also came back recently to the Hair Radio Morning Show, and it was her first time on this show, so it was really great. Some of my favorite folks, I'm going to have to say, at the kind of near the top, I'm going to say all these folks are bubbling at the top. Melba Moore, Dionne Warwick, these are some super, super duper award-winning artists. So many others, particularly in Melba's case, who was very kind in growing up on all of her amazing songs and just the amount of hits that she's had and the long career from television has meant a lot. So when she agreed to do the show, and she's been on our show a couple times, and she's still pushing out hits, which is just awesome. It has really meant something to me. Dionne Warwick, now going through what everybody says, she's now the queen of Twitter. You know, she's great friends with Chance the Rapper. Who would ever figure that out? So Dionne Warwick, of course, legendary artist with great hits like Walk On By, That's What Friends Are For. She sings on the big song with Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie, We Are the World. And she's had a whole bunch of hits, as you guys know. In Dionne's case, I was so thrilled to have her on the show. I grew up watching Dionne Warwick host Solid Gold for you old heads out there. So she used to host Solid Gold, and I loved all her music. My mom played her music. Everybody played Dionne Warwick's music. And, of course, when the legendary artist Whitney Houston came along, we found out that they were cousins. And that was just amazing to all of us. You're talking about the most incredibly talented voices to ever be celebrated in the recording industry. So we were very excited. Now, me, myself, I was born in Philadelphia, of course, but went to school in northern New Jersey in a little area called East Orange, New Jersey, which is outside of Newark. And it was just amazing because this is, of course, where the Houstons were based out of, Whitney Houston. And in my class, I went to school with one of the cousins to the works, and it was so awesome, and it was really, really great. But at that time, it was just Miss Dionne Warwick, and again, I go back to the fact that she was our guest here on the radio show, and a multi-Grammy award-winning artist, I might add. And Dionne, so you ask what was my favorite interview, that had to rank up there again near the top, because Dionne had a long, reputation for speaking her mind and being just upfront and with it. So it was something I took preparation really seriously for this particular interview. And I remember very well talking to Dionne. You guys have heard the interview right here on the Radio Morning Show. But one of the moments that you might not have heard me describe is that before I actually got on the mic, before we started the interview, I asked Miss Warwick, Miss Warwick, I'm a big, big fan of your family. And I said, I had interviewed her sister at that point, which the late Dee Dee Warwick. And not only did I interview Dee Dee Warwick once, but I interviewed Dee Dee Warwick twice. And I relate that to Miss Dionne Warwick, and she was very pleased. And I had a great time, and I still remember her sister's voice to this day. And just the family has always meant so much to me, including their cousin, Sissy Houston, who's Whitney's mom. Being able to go down to Newark, New Jersey, and take part in the street naming ceremony at New Hope Baptist Church for Sissy Houston, who was herself an incredible artist who sang backup for everybody from Aretha to Elvis. So these are just some of the reasons why folks like Dionne Warwick, Melba Moore, Tony Terry, all these artists, David Pick Conley from Surface, and so many others, Allison Williams, so many others have been on the show. And I just am so proud and grateful. And just want to say thank you.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
It's Smooth Black Ink, a.k.a. Troy Ballard. He's a superstar hairstylist with decades of experience. He's a hair industry icon with the Midas touch for styling, cutting, and all aspects of hair care. He's also a prominent educator who can electrify your workshop attendees at your hair events. Look out for Smooth Black Hair Care, products, and the amazing Troy Ballard across social media at Hair Radio.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm on with Miss Terry. Out of Atlanta, Georgia, area. Miss Terry, so good morning again. Happy 550.
Happy 550 to you. It's a celebration.
It is. Yes, we've been jamming it up here at the Hair Radio Morning Show headquarters, and just so happy to have all you guys on with us. It's been an amazing journey. And I've loved every minute of it. You know, it really has made us at the top. We are number one. There is no one. We are the most successful hair radio show in the world. We are the longest running hair radio show in the world. We created the genre of hair radio broadcasting, period, bar none. And we've got the receipts, as the kids say. So I'm very, very proud of that. And it's a good thing. It's a very good thing, as Martha Stewart says. Hey, listen, I've got for you guys just tuning in, we're celebrating today, in case you haven't heard. It's our 550th broadcast, live broadcast of the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. And again, we've been on, let me just say it very clearly, that's in the last 5-6 years, we'll say, from January of 2015 when we made our debut. I remember it, I think it was a Monday morning, and it was the 5th of January. It was freezing, literally freezing cold outside. It was very, very cold those days here in New York City. And we went on live. And that show is still out there in our archives. You can listen back to it. It sounds horrible in the sense of it was technically awful because I was so getting used to running the dials and hitting buttons. Because I came out of traditional AM and FM radio. So I was used to working with an engineer. I wasn't accustomed to having to be the engineer type thing. And so what you guys don't know out there is that I'm the engineer as well as one of the hosts, obviously, to work on the program, as well as the executive producer. So it's there are a lot of hats we're wearing. But it's all worth it at the end of the day. Has it not been worth it?
Absolutely. It's been worth it. And like you said, you have a closet full of hats over there as far as your position.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get there. I'm going to see that hat closet. I'm going to see it.
Yes. Well, they will all fall out on you. We've got tons of them. And it's just been a great honor, I really have to say. It's really been something else. What I'm going to do is get on. She joins us from time to time. This is Crystal Jones Bond, who she was our leading interview today, wishing us well wishes in the 5-5 show. So we're real, real happy about it. I'm going to get her on. We'll be back after this. Guys, stay with us. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now my very next guest comes to us from the world of hair. It is Miss Crystal Jones Bond. Good morning. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Yes. Well, first of all, I want to welcome you back. I mean, our fans out there, they've been listening to your amazing shout-outs that we've been playing throughout our broadcast, so we just love it. And so everybody knows the actual sound of your voice, Crystal. So,
oh, awesome.
Yes, yes, good morning. So now I want to catch up with you. Well, first of all, just to fill in those few who may not recall all the deets, all the details, tell everybody again, Crystal, where you're from and a little bit about your services.
Okay, I am from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and I am a licensed cosmetologist with a specialty in natural hair. I am a cosmetic chemist, a product owner. I am a author now, and I also used to teach in Paul Mitchell the School, so I used to be an instructor.
Wow. Well, you've got an extensive resume in this industry, and that's a big part of why we've asked you to come on and help us celebrate this morning. We're going to talk all about that. I want to hear every detail about the natural hair and the products, and especially the book. I want to talk a lot about the book this morning. But first, let's focus on, just having you, to help us celebrate. You've been with us several times right here on the broadcast, and we're real, real happy about that. It's our 550th show. And
woo-hoo!
Again, each one is 3 hours. Yes, we are excited. We really are. We came back. The actual show has been around since 1995 as the Hair Radio Show. But then in 2015, we launched the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've been on ever since, and it's just been an amazing ride, an amazing journey. So, so we're happy to celebrate with you on this particular day. Thank you.
I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, this is wonderful. So now, let's take it from the top. So, natural hair. How have you been doing natural hair for a long time? Because I really wanted to find out, have you seen the industry change any, or has, in Tennessee, how has it kind of, how's the natural hair journey for folks down there in Tennessee?
Natural hair is huge down here. I am 100% booked up and always requested when it comes to natural hair.
I'm loving that.
Because I do natural hair health. I talk about their hair regimens. I talk about what kind of hair they have, the hair fingerprint, because everybody has a different type of hair. And so I help them identify it. And so a lot of people are still learning about their natural hair.
Wow.
And I love to help them do that. And I also do natural updos, twist outs. And there's not a lot of stylists in Murfreesboro itself, or even Antioch, Nashville area, where they actually do those type of services. So I completely get swamped all the time because they're somebody actually does that. I want somebody that does that. A lot of the stylists still out here do flat irons and crochets and weaves and braids.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't, like, deep dive into, like, how to do braid out correctly and how to do twists and individual two-strand twists and stuff. So we're still trying to educate them, and that's why I wrote the book, to educate stylists as well as educating the consumer, the customer, about their hair.
Well, let's talk about the book. That's a perfect transition. Please tell everybody the title of the book and a little bit more about what it's about.
Okay, so it is called I Want to Go Natural, Now What? And I know the title is saying, like, if you're newly to natural or thinking about it, then, you know, you should buy this book. But it's for every stage in natural hair, because I put my perspective, my licensed cosmetologist perspective on how to take care of your natural hair. And so I talked about the ways you can transition to natural hair. I talked about heat damage and, like, some of the things that you can do to prevent that. I talk about hair growth, trims when you need a trim. I talk about the products that you need, like the once you figure out your hair fingerprint, which I talk about, like, five categories of things you need to know about your hair, like porosity, curl type, soft or hard, density. I talk about all of that in the book. And so once you figure that out, then you can start building a great hair regimen, because I see on, like, I'm in a whole bunch of natural hair groups where they talk about, like, what should I buy? What product should I use? And I always, start that
question,
conversation about, like, hey, well, do you know your hair type first? And then you can be successful. That's how you build the success.
That's amazing. I was just saying that that's always the biggest question. And I'm just, you know, this is amazing that you've kind of figured it out for everybody.
Right,
you know,
right.
Giving them a roadmap, so to speak. So so it's I Want to Go Natural, Now What?
Mm-hmm. It's on Amazon right now.
Wow. Well, this is just amazing. And again, it's not just if you are making the leap to natural hair. You, as you just pointed out, it's for everybody who is interested in natural hair or perhaps a natural hair journey. And more.
Yes.
Wow. Well, I'm loving this. And I love what you mentioned. I think you said something about heat damage, and you got products information in there and hair trends and all of that wonderful good stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, listen, if you have just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and we're really celebrating our 550th broadcast, and we've asked Miss Crystal Jones Bond to come to the show today and really talk a lot about natural hair, her book. She's also, I mean, you're really across the spectrum of hair, and that's what we love. You're into, you know, you're also a cosmetic chemist, which we're going to ask you a little bit more about. You know, you have products, you help other folks out there as well. This is, and of course you're an author, and we've been talking about your book. Again, I Want to Go Natural, Now What? Available
mm-hmm.
on Amazon. So now I do want to talk about a little bit about what's going on with the industry there where you are in your neck of the woods in Tennessee and dealing
mm-hmm.
with this. Now it looks like folks are coming out of the pandemic. So are
right.
you affected by this, or how has it affected you, or has it, you know, did it affect you?
Well, in Tennessee, almost exactly a year ago, we were shut down. So I was at home making new products, selling my product line, and doing, like, consultation, like Zoom consultations with clients on how to do their hair at home. And so I did a lot of pivoting during that time to still make a little bit of an income while we were shut down. And now that we're close to back to normal, a lot of my clients have gotten vaccinated, and so we're trying real hard to get back to close to normal. We still make sure we're social distancing and wearing masks and really keeping it sanitized for everybody's health. But as far as, like, clientele, I have gone back to trying to turn people away. Like, I don't have enough room. I can't take everybody. So my business has done really, really, really well during the pandemic, you know, versus some stylists had some major issues during that time. So I was very blessed.
Yes, and you continue to be, and I know that for a fact. So I'm real happy about that. Now, let me ask you, yes, of course. And I kind of wanted to mention about that. What's your process like? You mentioned about the vaccinations. And folks right now, that's a big thing all across the country. So how is that working? Or is this a part now? Because to me, you know how you do your consultations and all of that and your initial consultations, and is this now kind of being fit into that, or is it wrong to ask them about that, or is it something that should be volunteered? You know, I don't know if there's any right or wrong procedure just yet, but has that been kind of something you've been thinking about, or one approach, or how, you know, what are folks doing out there with regards to the clients and vaccinations and all of that?
You know what? That is a very, very good question. I wouldn't even have thought to ask that one. Okay, so most of my clients are repeat clients, and I have a lot of healthcare professionals, teachers, first-line workers, those type of people that have already gotten their vaccination just because of their industry and what they do for a living. And they have also educated me, myself, on, like, the things about the vaccination that were scary to me. And so I get to be that outflow to talk about it with other clients that have those same fears. Like, hey, you know, they already had COVID was a thing before we got to COVID-19. And so they really tried to tweak this formula in order to make sure it counteracts and helps with this series of COVID. And so that kind of put my fears at ease a little bit about taking the vaccine. But like I said, a lot of my clients had already been vaccinated. And taking new clients for me, we're still wearing masks, we're still sanitizing, washing hands before you come in the salon, the whole nine. And when they sit down, they see me already Lysoling or whatever, and they ask me, like, when are you taking your vaccine? I've taken mine. And it's actually a great thing to hear, like, okay, you've been vaccinated. That's amazing, you know. And so I'm just waiting for a little bit longer to make sure those that need it before me get theirs, but I plan on getting mine around May, end of May.
Yes, exactly. And that's a good thing, because I was wondering about that. I think that everybody's kind of handling it, you know, in the best way they know how. There is no,
right,
you know, none of us have a real reference for this, and we're just trying to, you know, everybody's just trying to make it and be safe.
Right.
You know, so I appreciate that. So now let's talk more about the book. And I want to also first ask you, because The Cosmetic Chemist, for folks who are just kind of, you know, not all that clear, what exactly is a cosmetic chemist?
So what it is a person that can formulate their own products from scratch. So, like shampoo formulas and all those ingredients that you see on the back of the label, like, we know what that is, what the generic name of it is versus the scientist name of it, and we know, like, the ratios and all that type of stuff, of amounts of stuff that's in it. So it's a little trial and error, but very complex. It was something I did about 3 years ago now. I got my certification in organic chemistry because I had a product line. I wanted to start a product line, and I wanted to just do my best with it. And I started out with, like, oil-based products, and then I went all the way into, you know, shampoos and conditioners and other things. And so it's an industry that just keeps on evolving, but it's a great thing to know something about when you're working with clients. You don't know if they have allergies to certain things. So if you know that, for example, one of your clients is allergic to coconut oil, then cocobetaine is a derivative, and it's almost in everything. So you have to be super careful about stuff like that.
Wow. Well, it's good that you know and have that kind of background. So what would you suggest that other folks who are, you know, looking at making products or make products, should they, this should be something that they should be concerned about, I would think?
It is a evolving industry. A lot of stylists are jumping into having their own product lines to sell to clients to make that extra money. And so just having that foundation and that background of what is in the shampoos and what's good and what's bad, or what, you know, can be changed, what's a silicone, what, you know, all of that is a great foundation. So sometimes it just takes some Google research, it just takes some research, or you can deep dive like me and actually go online and do school for it.
I totally love it. Well, again, folks, if you have just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is show number 550 today. And we are so excited, yes. And on the line with me, I have Miss Crystal Jones-Bond, who is a natural hair, what you consider yourself. You're a businesswoman. You're an entrepreneur. You know, you've been an instructor. As we just found out, a cosmetic chemist, an author, a product owner. What do you not do, Crystal?
My goodness. I am, you know what, I don't know at this point. Hopefully I can slow down soon.
Well, listen, you're doing a great job, and you're really leading. Yes, it's very true, and you're really leading the charge out here. So what happens when young folks see, you know, how much work you've done? You know, do they ask you for advice, or do you have any advice that you kind of impart being an entrepreneur and being so successful at all of this?
You know what? I am an open door. So any stylists that are in school or people that are thinking about it, people that are actually in the industry right now, I try real hard to give back. I go to hair schools and I speak. I give out my number, and I'm like, hey, you can call me anytime if you need uplifting, because sometimes this can be a little stressful. If you need advice, if you think you want to learn something else, I try and mentor the younger generation of stylists because you can get burned out. And it's a great industry to be in, creativity. But sometimes it's business, and sometimes it can be a little much. So I try real hard to, like, uplift all those stylists, give them advice, tell them what I've learned about the business and how to even put together the business so it's successful on the back end. Because one thing I hate that cosmetology school doesn't do as much. They do it in different schools, but they don't talk about the business end of the salon.
Right, not as much as they should.
Right. And so when they're thinking, okay, I want to get a salon suite, or I want to open a bigger salon, or what have you, there's a lot of business information behind that that I try and impart in them, because I also have a degree from University of Chattanooga, and so a business degree. So I talk about, like, getting your LLC, getting separating your accounts, you know, just the stuff that just nobody really talks about. And I want to, you know, make sure they're successful.
Exactly. Well, we are loving this. And this is the road that you need to take to be successful, folks. So Crystal's really just, she's led the way out here with this. So please, please pick up the book. I Want to Go Natural. Now what? Wonderful.
Yes.
Now, I also want to mention, and we are hoping that we can get you up here from Tennessee to New Jersey for my next show, which is in August. It's called the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop Tour. And it's essentially, you know, folks from, now we invite everyone from across the spectrum of hair, of course, and it's all about healthy hair care. And I think what you're doing would fit in perfectly with what we are doing. So we are going.
Yes, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. So you know, keep in mind it's August 21st, 22nd, 23rd. It's happening at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey. It's on the boardwalk. It's the very first ever hair and beauty show. And so we've brought it in the history of Atlantic City. So
yes. This
is something that's really big, and we're real, real pleased. So we'll keep you informed and get you some information on that, Crystal. Well, okay.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I'm loving this. Now, I do want to ask you, is there a way that folks can connect with you, either a site or, say, social media?
Yeah, I got on Facebook, you can look me up, Crystal Jones Bond, CrystalE. It is spelled a little strange, but I think I am the only one. Crystal Jones Bond on Facebook. And then on Instagram, I have Natural Hair by Crystal JB. And LinkedIn, Crystal Jones Bond. And you can always follow my product page, Classic Curls with two L's.
Crystal Jones Bond, our very special guest today. Crystal, I just want to say thank you. You always bring it to our listeners.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Today is absolutely no exception. So great stuff. All right. Well, anybody that you want to shout out to, we have to end it there. Anybody at all?
Yeah, I definitely have to shout out my husband, Reginald Bond, just because he is the best support ever. He supports me in everything I do, even the journey of writing a book. He was like, you can do this. And I'm I'm not sure, but Reginald Jones Bond.
We're gonna have
Reginald
to get
Bond.
Him on with you the next time that you come back.
Oh, that would be amazing.
We'd love that.
Okay. Yeah, my husband is everything. And awesome. To the Hudson and Jones family, love you guys. I'm a huge family person, so that's my heart.
Love it, love it. Well, listen. We are just so happy that you again chose to celebrate the 550th episode of the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with us today. Again, Crystal Jones Bond, thanks so much for being a guest.
Thank you.
Okay. Folks, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Hey, thanks, Crystal.
It's Smooth Black Ink, a.k.a. Troy Ballard. He's a superstar hairstylist with decades of experience. He's a hair industry icon with the Midas touch for styling, cutting, and all aspects of hair care. He's also a prominent educator who can electrify your workshop attendees at your hair events. Look out for Smooth Black Hair Care, products, and the amazing Troy Ballard across social media at Hair Radio.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You are listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is Friday morning, April 2nd, 2021. It's our show number 550. It's our celebration show. And I'm bringing back to the line, the one and only Miss Terry out of Georgia. Miss Terry, have you been enjoying the celebration show? Happy 550 to you.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've enjoyed the celebration.
Well, woo! I had on an amazing hairstylist as well. Present company included, of course, but she comes to us from Tennessee, and we're so excited. She did. How did she do? That was her return to the broadcast.
She was great. Great, great,
was
great.
She? I said, I know Miss Terry is going to weigh in with the hair talk.
Her.
So.
Yeah, I loved her energy and everything, and I was sitting over here a little jealous of her business background, and shout out to University of Chattanooga, because you know I was born in Chattanooga, so
get out of here. Wanted to say to her, Chattanooga, I didn't know there was a real place called Chattanooga.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You guys, don't send letters, please. I'm just kidding.
That's my birthplace, Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Wow.
So shout out
so
to Crystal
really
Jones Bond,
good, right?
University of Tennessee. Yes, yes. And I love the fact that she's written a book, and I just really love her energy.
You know what? She's going to be back with us soon because she loves the show. She absolutely loves Hair Radio Show. So we'll have
really
you guys
funny?
On. And what's that?
I was just sitting here and I was listening to her talk, and I have a lot of relatives in the Chattanooga area, and I was thinking, and not to offend anyone, but I was thinking she doesn't sound like she's from Tennessee.
Really?
Which is funny because a lot of times
people tell me I don't sound like I'm from
Jacksonville.
Well, see, all of you sound like you have a southern kind of dialect for me. But that's because I'm in the Northeast.
Right.
So I might sound like I have a Northeastern accent to you guys or dialect. And so to me, but she also has that to me. I can hear it a mile away. Yes.
Well, you might not hear it
because she would sound, because she sounds southern.
so you might not pick up.
No, not that.
It's different. Like,
My
cousins from Tennessee, their southern is a different southern from the Florida southern.
Oh, no, I see what you mean. Yes, of course. Absolutely. Well, my family, they are from North Carolina. Now, they sound totally different than the people from Mississippi or the people from Chicago. Like, I get it. Well, listen, let me just say this. It has been an awesome day today. It's been awesome. we have had an opportunity to celebrate 550 broadcasts. Today we wrap up our 550th show, and each show being 3 hours. That makes us number one, period, bar none, in the way of hair and beauty radio talk. We will be taking a short break. We will be back on the air on Tuesday the 13th, just kind of taking a moment. So next week, we'll try to get scheduled some of our favorite shows during the week. You will be able to listen in by going online to blogtalkradio.com/hairradio. And again, hair radio is spelled H-A-I radio. It's only one R there. So again, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/hairradio to listen to next week's broadcast. The call-in, the live 516 call-in number will not be accessible. The only way to hear the shows next week is between 6 and 9 o'clock Eastern when you go online. So please make sure that that's... And we'll see you back here mid-April with all new shows, all new guests, a whole bunch of wonderful talk. We'll have a whole lot more of what's going on with the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop. And we will literally start our journey towards our 600th live broadcast. So again, I want to thank all the folks who've made this possible, our amazing sponsors, FixYourFeet.com, Rugged Evolution, Stimulating Roots, Prestige, the book, Smooth Black Ink, and so many others who contribute to the broadcast. I want to say thank you to just all of our guests today, from, Crystal Jones Bond to our wonderful new Mr. Carlos, who came on to support us and got up early just to do this and make it over here. So we're real happy about that. To our on-air contributors, we wouldn't have the show without them. So, Ms. Terry, I want to thank you for just being the contribution, making a contribution today and every day. And also to make sure we give a shout-out to Mr. Will, we call him Harlem Will. And we'll Harlem be back Will. With you guys mid-April for our all new Hair Radio Morning Shows. Thanks again for being with us. It's time for our outro. Ms. Terry, thank you. Great job today.
You are welcome. Happy 550.
Yes, happy 550. We're going to have to put that on out there on some T-shirts. Happy 550. Great job. Yes. All right. So here we go. Here's today's outro. We'll see you back here next. We'll see you back here soon. We'll leave it there. Make it a great weekend, everybody. It's that time again to bring this edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it doesn't have to end here. Visit our website at hairradio.com and find out more about today's program's guests. Now, I want to thank our amazing on-air team and fan contributors, and especially our great sponsors, which include FixYourFeet.com, Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, Prestige Book by Mr. Jarrell Glass. Now, don't forget to come meet all of us in person at our live hair and beauty show. It's a HairNationExpo.biz event called The Road to Healthy Hair. It's being held at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey on Saturday, August 21st, 2021, Sunday, August 22nd, 2021, and Monday, August 23rd, 2021. That's three big days. Now, the hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at eventbrite.com. The event is for everyone. You don't have to be a hair or beauty professional to come to our show. Let us know if you'd like to be a vendor. Call us. Call our office at 862-277-0686. And again, that number is 862-277-0686. Now, if you're interested in being a guest or advertising on the Hair Radio Morning Show, give us a call. And for those of you who are just starting your career as an entrepreneur,
you want to pick up your very own copy of How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. It's by me, Carrie Hines, and is on sale at Amazon.com. Start your new career as a Caribbean Hair Products Distributor, where you'll make money and meet interesting folks selling our hair care system. Caribbean Shampoo, Caribbean Conditioner for the fellas, is Caribbean Beard Oil. It's my very own hair growth system that's infused with caffeine to stimulate the scalp. And don't forget to tune in to our very next live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Our program airs each weekday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. That's 5 to 8 Central. And if you miss that live broadcast, we've got you covered. Go to blogtalkradio.com/hairradio. And again, Hair Radio is always spelled just one R in the middle. So again, go to blogtalkradio.com/hairradio anytime to stream the episode on demand. The Hair Radio Morning Show is the longest running radio broadcast on hair and beauty in the world. 25 years and counting. Don't forget to follow us on our Facebook page at The Hair Radio Morning Show, or at Twitter at Hair Radio, and Instagram at Hines Carey. Again, thank you so much for joining us in today's broadcast. Enjoy the rest of your day, and remember, what was possible for you yesterday is still possible for you today. It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Hi, I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.